It's time to travel to the next room with Jane Asher, an exploration of the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows. Now, here's your host, Jane Asher, on Empower Radio.
Welcome back. It is always a good day when I wake up, I give thanks, I take a walk around my beautiful neighborhood just to kind of get right with God, get out in nature, and my puppy is curled up in a ball down by my feet. She's being really good. I just had a little chat with her and she knows that we're going to interview a fabulous woman today and she has to behave herself. This is the great thing about synchronicity. I have this podcast. I never really know who's listening. It's not like terrestrial radio where you're picking up the phone and saying, you know, KBS 95 or whatever it is. You're not talking to people because you're stuck in a little teeny studio in your garage in San Diego, California. You do get emails, though. So I got this email from this woman. Her name is Lisa. And I don't know if I should say her last name, but Lisa Warren, I'm just going to say it because she's fabulous. So Lisa emails me and just asked me a question. And then I emailed her back. And then she emailed me back and said, oh, my gosh, it's really you. And I'm like, yeah, of course. I mean, I don't have an assistant. This is me. So we ended up striking up this wonderful email back and forth. And she said some lovely things about my book, The Next Room, and told me about what was going on in her life, which a couple really heavy things were happening with her. Just a lovely human being. Then she says to me through email, hey, Jane, I have this friend. I have this friend that has done a documentary and I think you would love it. And it's right up your alley. So she introduces me to Shelley Lynch. Okay, great. I find out, I watched this little trailer for this movie and I'm like, oh my God, this woman is hitting me in my sweet spot. My invisible husband. It is her documentary that she has just put out. She is a nature photographer. She does cool programs like float therapy, which will be getting geared up again once now that COVID's a little bit behind us and she can meet with people. I'm so happy to have her here. I just watched the movie last night and I had chills and I had tears and I had laughter. It is so well done and so beautiful. And I'm going to put the link to all of it, her photography, the movie, the whole nine yards in the show page. But I really want to get to the interview. So welcome to the show, Shelley Lynch.
Thank you so much for having me. What a wonderful introduction.
It's so cool to see you. And behind you are these phenomenal pictures of your dolphins. I mean, I'm thinking that actually one of them has to be Happy Buddha. Is that Happy Buddha jumping up in the air, grabbing the fish?
You know, sadly, no, this is actually Mama Jade behind me. Really quick, I can just tell you, it was a day in April 2019. It was the first time I met Mama Jade, and she came around from pretty far out. She came about 10 feet in front of me, straight up in the air with a fish.
Wow.
I will send you that picture to include.
Wow, I would love that. Tell me about your story. You were incredibly happy, married to Roy, wonderful life. You guys just enjoyed nature. And then a major pivot happened. Tell me what happened with Roy and what brought you to where you are now producing this gorgeous movie and in the water every day, filming all kinds of nature.
I'm happy to. So Roy and I are both craniosacral therapists, which is a form of light therapeutic touch that helps release emotional and physical trauma. And we used to spend hours talking about how can we help people? How can we help people? How can we reach more people? So that's a little beginning stages of how this all unfolded. But it was March 2016 when I was at work and I looked down at my phone and he had texted, said, I'm going to the emergency room. I think I might be having a heart attack. So that was the day my life changed. We had gone to vote that morning. We were holding hands and walking and went to the place to vote. And when we left there, you know, we said, I love you. And I left, went to work. And then I got that text. So I ran to the hospital and we had about 4 hours together. And the doctor said, we think he's having a heart attack. Why don't you go home and get him some clothes? He was wearing just workout shorts and work shoes. And he was freezing because the hospital was kind of cold and a little bit crazy. So I said, okay, I'll go home and get you your clothes. I was gone maybe 20 minutes. And he they took him back into a CAT scan to see what was going on. And he actually passed away while he was in the CAT scan. And the story is the doctor talked to me afterwards. He said, I got a call saying, you know, Roy was in the CAT scan and for me to come. And the doctor said, I thought maybe he was having a reaction to the dye because his sister had had a reaction to the dye. So long story short is the doctor went in and he could see that his aorta was tearing. And he said to Roy, he said, Roy, you have an aortic dissection. We're going to get you into surgery. And Roy, I know he knew what that meant. He was very well versed with the body. And the doctor said it was like a light switch. He just left.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. So you're in your car when this happens. Did you have a feeling? Did you kind of know?
The great thing about Roy and I is that we were so connected that, like, if I put my hand on him and I would feel hungry, and then I take my hand off and I wouldn't be hungry. It's like, oh, that's him, not me. We were so connected. Like, I knew what he was thinking. He knew what I was thinking. So that didn't change. And on that day, I was driving back to the hospital. My hands were on the steering wheel. And at the time, I felt what it felt like to leave your body out the top of your head. It's like, oh, I actually thought to my head, wow, this must be what it feels like to die. The whole time I'm thinking, they just said he was having a heart attack. I didn't even put it together until I got in there and they were doing CPR on him. And I realized that he had left his body at the time that I felt him leave his body.
Wow.
Then when I got ready to leave the hospital, he got in the car with me.
Okay. That's what I want to go to next. So this is, first of all, I just have to tell the audience, I did watch the movie, which I mentioned earlier. Such a high recommend, because it is so unbelievably joyous and beautiful, this film that she put together. So I know the whole story, but for the sake of the interview, I'm going to ask you, as I was watching it, I was taking notes. So the first day visit, Roy passes away. It's 2016. It's March. You've got to be just like out of your mind grieving. Talk to me about this visit in the car.
I was a little bit, I'm sure now, I was in shock. So I get into the car and I literally feel him get into the passenger seat. And then the phone rang and it was his ex-wife. And I looked at the phone and I turned to him and said, hey, honey, it's for you. And then I went, uh-oh. Okay, I guess I'll talk to her. So I answered the phone and said, I can't talk. I'll have to call you another time. So he came home with me. And that night he just held me and I could feel him kissing me and hugging me. It was
wow. So you're feeling his presence, you know, presence, like, thus my invisible husband. So how long after, when he came home with you in the car, what occurred next? When was the next visitation, so to speak?
He actually stayed glued to my right shoulder for 6 to 12 weeks.
Oh,
really,
my goodness.
Strongly for 6 weeks.
Okay.
It was so strong and palpable that I was having a thought and his answer was at the exact same time.
Whoa.
It was cool. If I didn't know what was happening, I would have felt like I'd lost my mind.
Sure.
And there were things like I would just say something, like I would have a thought and then boom, there was the answer, and trying to hear it all at the same time. I guess that's the best way to say it. And that happened for a solid 6 weeks.
What about when you were walking your dogs? Tell me about that visit.
So I pretty much cried unconsolably for weeks, literally 2 years. But this was about, I can't remember. I think it was, I don't remember the exact time frame when it was after he passed away, but I was walking our two dogs, Muttley and Lulu, and it was a beautiful day and the trees were blowing and it was just nice. And I felt him sort of whoosh. He came in like on my right side with a whoosh. And I was like, well, hi. And I don't know why, but I was like, how are you? And he's like, I'm great. And I'm like, that's fine. I'm not. And I was just like a little, at first I was mad at him because he's so great. And here I am like uncontrollably crying.
Wow.
And I said, I don't know why, but I was like, well, tell me what you miss about being here. And at that time he said, really take the time to enjoy the textures of life. He said, I can't taste or experience the wind on my face anymore. He said, take the time to feel the see the trees blowing in the wind and to feel the breeze and enjoy eating and drinking and all those textures and the warmth of tea or the cold of ice. He said that I don't have that and I miss that.
Oh, that's lovely. Take the time to enjoy the textures in life.
Yeah.
Oh, goosebump good. Okay, so this was 3 months, you're walking the dogs. He whooshes in on the right side and talks about this. Now, after a year or so, something else occurred. And that's when you took a pivot and started doing something that you are enjoying to this day.
Yeah, so for the first year, I spent every day on my paddleboard at sunrise, just going out as far as I could before I had to go to work. And I just spent all the time really just crying and being in nature and surrounded by dolphins and turtles and birds. And then about a year after he passed, I was sleeping. I remember this so well. And he came to me in a dream and he said, I want to take you shopping. He says, I want to take you to the camera store in the mall. And I want you to have a Canon professional camera for Christmas. This was April 2017.
First of all, let me just say, that's a very good man. When the words come out of a man's mouth, I want to take you shopping. So way to go, Roy. Way to go, Roy. Okay. So Roy suggests that you get this lovely, expensive, real camera, not an iPhone.
Correct. And okay. I've never played with a real camera before. So
you're kidding. So you'd never been a photographer. This is holy toot. Okay.
Not at all. And I thought, wow, that would be fun, but it's a lot of money. So I waited about 2 weeks, did a little research. And then I just like, okay, it's April, but he said Christmas. I don't think he'd mind if I did it now. So I went out and bought a camera. And then I switched from paddleboarding every morning to taking the sunrise photos every day. And my first interaction with a bird was an egret. They're white birds. They're kind of.
Oh, yeah. They're amazing.
Yeah. And this bird started walking down the beach with me. And I was like, okay. So I snapped his photo. And then the next day came again. For 2 weeks, the exact same bird flew in and did sunrise with me. So I put it on Facebook and my Facebook friends. I said, I need a name for the bird. And they called him Francis, which is actually my dad's real name. So I was like, okay, that worked.
That's great.
And I took every animal picture on land I could get my hands on. And then I just did the sunrise and that morphed into sharing daily messages from Mother Nature.
Wow.
It's now my morning blog.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So I'm getting goosebumps. All right, Roy, you are brilliant. So here's Roy. Roy is now in the next room. He has completely helped you. You know, you're slugging it out. You're doing a job you love, but you're in traffic. You're doing the whole thing where you're going to work every day. Now, all of a sudden you are a phenomenal nature photographer. And that is what you currently do today.
It is. I still have a small private practice where I do the craniosacral therapy.
Okay.
But I'm transitioning a little bit more to the photography and the float stuff.
Wow.
He really knew that camera would breathe life back into me because I was living, I was going through the motions, I was eating, I was getting up and going to bed, but I just wasn't passionate about anything.
Sure.
And the first time I connected with that egret on the beach, I was like, I just felt alive again.
Wow. Yeah. He taught you how to really feel the texture.
Yeah.
Tell me about the cool little elderly lady that walks the beach and feeds the birds. And she is so stinking cute. She's in the movie.
Right.
She's in the movie, My Invisible Husband. So you'll see her when you rent the movie. Tell me about her. How did that relationship evolve?
The birds introduced us at sunrise. So she walks the beach. She walks anywhere from 15 to 20 miles a day. I think she's 85. I shouldn't have said
beautiful.
That.
No, she's gorgeous. It's okay. She probably would own every single one of those years. That's how I envision myself when I get up into those years. I want to be vibrant. I want to be walking the beach. So good for her.
Yeah, she's got a lot of life force. She's a wonderful friend now.
Mm.
We basically meet every morning with the birds, and the birds know, so they come. And then once we chat and then she leaves to go down the beach, a lot of the birds stay and get in the water, and I get in there with them and we do a little bath time and we get the bugs off. We take pictures.
Wow.
It's just amazing. She loves those birds.
Oh,
she loves
yeah.
animals too. So
that piece in the movie was so touching to see her. And there's this little interview with her and to see her there and they just flock. It's like she is this beautiful beach bird woman on the Atlantic. You know, it's just phenomenal. And you know, and she is talk about texture. Oh, my goodness. That was such a cool part. Tell me about Happy Buddha.
Happy Buddha is a dolphin. So I would just want to give a little segue. So
okay.
About a year into taking pictures, I was on my paddleboard at sunset. And one of the things I like to do is I like to say, show me what's next. Don't know what to do next. Show me what's next. I went to sleep and I had another dream where I was photographing orca whales and they were half in the water, half out of the water. I was half in, half out. And I was like, wow, I don't really want to get in the water with orcas just yet, but let me see. We have dolphins across the street. So fast forward, this is February 2018, my first night in the water. The dolphins come. I take pictures of them cascading water off their tails. So much fun. I got in the next day and I didn't know what to expect, but the dolphins started to come in. I started to learn their patterns. And this one dolphin started to come in every day and he would just hang out with me. And I was really, really polite about their space and learned to blend. I actually used my therapeutic techniques about blending with the body when I blend with nature. So he would come and he would hang out with me and he'd point his nose at me and I could feel the energy coming off of him towards me. They echolocate and I can feel that because of my sensitivities. And when he would do that, I would feel like waves of energy leave and I would start to feel happy. It's like he was human whispering me is what I call it. So he was the first dolphin that did that with me.
Man, that's so cool. I love that you used your sensitivity and your work with the cranial physical therapy to kind of blend with nature. So you're in the water and all these dolphins are now hanging out with you. It's like they accepted you because you were so gentle and loving with them that you were not a threat. They knew that. And you can see that in this movie. You can see. So your invisible husband, how often is Roy with you or has Roy, do you still get these visits with him?
He does still visit, but it's not as often. I think it was his mom passed away. And now I can't remember the exact year. I think it was 2020. He came to me at Thanksgiving and I was like, hey, what you doing? I don't know why, but I was like, what are you doing here? And he said, I'm here because I came to get my mom. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that she had passed away until the next day. So it validated that was a real experience.
Ah, oh, that's so cool.
And at that time he said, I'm going to go away for a little while so that you'll move on. And I was like, no, don't do that. That's a terrible idea.
Oh, how interesting.
Wow. He said, I really want you to move on a little bit and be less focused on visiting with me. Mm-hmm. So he did. He went away for a while. And now because I'm less dependent on needing that connection, he comes and goes and it's sure. More like, oh, hey, you're wishing in. How you doing?
Yeah.
He's doing great. He's because he's a body worker. He said, I do a lot of visiting body worker friends and downloading information and assisting them in their healing their clients.
Oh, man, that's cool. Yeah. It's just so awesome. I learned so much from doing this show. What a joy to have you on. My guest is Shelley Lynch. She is a nature photographer. She just completed this fabulous movie. You have to get it. I'm telling you, kids, it's under $10 and you can rent it and just sit and watch it. It's like a half hour long or less. And it's called My Invisible Husband. And I'll put a link in there. Before we got started, you had mentioned float therapy, which I am all about the water. I'm a Pisces. I was a lifeguard when I was a kid. I live close to the Pacific Ocean. I'm just any chance I can to be in water is where I'm most comfortable. I want to be buried at sea, right? So, or at least scattered. So talk to me about this float therapy.
Well, I actually got into it because when I was doing my craniosacral therapy training, I actually did it floated in the water as part of the training. And then we did it with dolphins, dolphin assisted therapy. So I was like, I really want to do this. Salt water and embryonic fluid are very similar in their makeup. So when people float in salt water or in salt water, we feel naturally safe and at home. And what's so great about it is it's not laying on a massage table. So you're not constricted to a flat surface. Your body can unwind like an old telephone cord that used to unravel itself. You can turn over, you can be on your belly, you can be on your side, and you're supported by people holding you as well as supported by the water. And we've had manatees and turtles and crabs and fish come up. And there's a whole nother story in there that I know we don't have time for, but it's a wonderful way to let go of trauma, calm the nervous system, and just feel lighter and more balanced.
Actually, I'd like to hear that story, and we have time. So
okay,
share it with me.
So many stories. So one lady was floating and she had long hair and her hair was way out and all these itty bitty fish came and like circled into her hair. And when she stood up, we were like, all these little fish were around you. She goes, my nickname growing up was Little Fish.
Oh, oh, that's so awesome.
Just one more really great story. So I floated a woman after her husband had passed away and he was a flight, an airline pilot. And she was floating there and we do have an airport nearby, but I've never seen so many osprey flying directly over her. I think we had 8 in 1 hour and they were just circling above her, which they do, but not 8 over one little area. So when she stood up, I said, you had 8 osprey flying over you. And she said, my husband always loved the bird's eye view.
Wow. Wow, that is so cool. Float therapy. So if somebody's listening right now and they're like, I have to do this. This sounds great. I've got a lot of listeners in Michigan because it's my, you know, my home state. They come down to Florida. How would they contact you? Do you want them to go to the website or do you have a separate thing for the float therapy?
I do have a separate website, which should be up in about a week. And that's going to be drshellylynch.com.
You got it. drshellylynch.com. Awesome. And float therapy, it's what, April 11th. So anyone that's listening to this, all you Michigan kids, you going down if you're going to be on the, you're on the Atlantic, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. My folks always, we talked about this briefly, but they were always on the Gulf side. So I know more of that, but I have friends on the other side too. Florida is a beautiful state. It
sure
really is. It smells good. Have you ever, no, I mean, when you go away somewhere and then, or when I would visit my mom and dad, the first thing I noticed was the scents, you know, like I was like, oh, I'm in Florida. It just smells like suntan lotion and tequila and water. And there's just something going on probably because of all the water, because it's a peninsula.
And it's salt.
Yeah. And salt. It's got a cool smell to it. I always have enjoyed that. Well, I just love this so much. Is there anything that you want to share? We've still got a few minutes. You're listening to The Next Room. Dr. Shelley Lynch is my guest. My Invisible Husband is this beautiful documentary. She takes phenomenal photographs. So if you're like me and you have to have pictures of, you know, the ocean and sea animals and everything in your home, you can go check out her work at her website, which, of course, everything will be on the show page. Anything else that you would like to share?
Oh, so many thoughts. I would say,
take your time.
My passion is helping people heal and reconnect to themselves, to be grounded and centered. So I really feel like when we get sort of scattered or overwhelmed, that stepping into nature, even if it's your backyard, even if it's just taking off your shoes and feeling the grass underneath your feet, that can actually be very calming and healing. And that when you see, I guess the question I get asked the most about my dolphin photos is, how do you get those? And the truth is, I don't try, because what I do is I just show up and let it unfold. And what they've taught me is things can unfold that I didn't even expect if I'm not attached to an outcome. So if I'm just there and I'm centered and I'm grounded, then their movements seem slower because I'm slower. Mm. And then anything can happen. Lots of magical experiences have happened because I'm not trying to make anything happen. I'm just showing up and being a part of it.
I love that. showing up and being part of it, just kind of plugging in to the energy.
Yes.
Yeah. There's something about slowing down. And you're so right about the nature thing. I mean, whenever I get frustrated or, you know, I'm trying to push that boulder uphill, which, you know, all of us do being human beings.
Yes.
You know, if I just go out and just stand in the backyard and just breathe and look at my flowers, my roses are popping right now and my citrus trees are starting to bloom and, you know, and my puppy helps a lot. She's, you know, she just goes, I watch her. She'll go in the backyard and she just stands there or curls up in the sun. And I'm like, you're a black dog and you're in the sun and it's 80 degrees. And I'm just like, that's what it is. She's just like, well, I need some vitamin D, mom. I mean, duh, you know?
Yes. It helps release any kind of pain or energy that's building up.
Well, you are an absolute delight. And I cannot thank you enough for taking the time. And thanks to Lisa for connecting us. You know, I just love how it all works. You know, I never really have to go look for shows because people like Lisa are one step ahead and connecting the dots for me. To bring fascinating people to me. Other final words?
Thank you so much for having me and for what you do to help people understand that there is a next room. Thank you.
Ah, that's awesome. Thank you so much. Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to The Next Room with Jane Asher, Dr. Shelley Lynch, my invisible husband. The link is in the show page. Seriously, you will absolutely love it. There's so much bad stuff on TV and on video. And this will leave you feeling so uplifted. And it's not so much about Roy's passing, but about learning to pivot in the depths of your grief and to feel the texture in life again. It was really, truly quite beautiful. Thank you so much for listening. And I will be back again next week on The Next Room.
Join Jane again next week for The Next Room on Empower Radio as she examines the beliefs, traditions, and personal evidence of connection with those who have moved on to the next room.